It's 7 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Tuesday, and as regular, our plumbing boss, Barry Chapman from Chapman Plumbing, is in the studio. And today we're going to be looking at a subject that is somewhat different in the sense that it's not a specifically plumbing-related technical issue, but rather more of a mental health issue that affects many trades across the building or the construction industry. And I had no idea, Barry, that you just mentioned to me that with mental health being in the focus this month in particular, and generally it should be more so, that the suicide rate in the construction industry is triple the rest of the population.
Yeah.
Why?
It's just the construction industry is a tough area. Tough area to work in. The demands are high. You're always trying to satisfy. Pressure is on properly to achieve goals.
Yeah, I think people become almost unrealistic in their demands for perfection.
100%.
Why is that, do you think? Is that also a mental health issue?
I don't know. I think from...
I mean, there are things that you would normally let go if you just look at a normal built environment. I'm talking particularly... You know, well, let's just talk about anything, really. Something that is two millimeters out of true, for example. Now, normally that you wouldn't even notice, but now because it's a new renovation or a new build, that piece of kit is not 100% right. I want you to fix it. I mean, it's ridiculous, and it becomes such an issue.
So through the building regulations, you have a tolerance. And most of the time it's around the 5-10 mils kind of area. Depends on how fine the work is. But yes, you do get clients that come across one thing's millimeter perfect, which is almost impossible to achieve in the construction industry when you're working with brick and mortar and things like that. You know, you're working with very large areas. You have to have a tolerance. It's not getting made in a mold or pressed out of this big steel plate.
Yeah. But then, of course, then you do get the oaks that are so bad that I mean, I've seen. we won't go there. But clearly, it is. There are reasons for the pressure.
No, 100%. So there's those people that are so proud about what they do, and they invest their whole being into getting it right and getting it going. But and the issue with them is they end up storing and holding a lot of that negative energy inside them. And there's this really, really horrible stigma around the world about men's mental health, with the construction being a dominantly a male industry. We don't talk, you know. We tradesmen. We're proud. We have the persona that we big, strong people.
Is it also the fact that many in the construction industry are entrepreneurs and maybe small businesses, and the financial pressure?
Oh no, it is.
Become well in any business. The financial pressure is enormous, but especially if you're a smaller concern, and you are responsible for salaries, and you just don't have the money and the cash flows, you know. As it is, and the client won't pay, or you've got a rogue client that's gone and taken you for a ride, or you have indeed rolled money from Peter to pay Paul, and now you've come to the end of that exercise, you cannot sort out your commitments. That's a pressure that is almost unbearable.
Yeah. So I mean, it all goes down, and we get into the very dark space of suicide. And it is a very, very scary thing. I think every single one of us around knows someone who has made the conscious decision to end their life.
And isn't it sad? Well, of course, it's tragic. It is. There's just no other word for it. But it's terrible. I think it's a huge indictment on society that we don't admit there's a problem.
Yeah.
People try to pretend that, well, of course there was a terrible accident and so-and-so was the victim of a terrible accident, whereas clearly the person has had a huge struggle and has tragically ended their own life. Now, one should be able to talk about this as one should be able to talk about the death. You know, it's not in our society acceptable really to talk about these things. We want to make it all nice and cover it up in a... Of course, then it's a bit like putting a little plaster on a really infected area that needs to be opened up and cleaned out.
So in the World Health Organization in 2003 put together some stats of suicides, and in the world there are over 3,000 suicides a day, and they say that 20 times that number are the people who attempted it and weren't successful.
Oh, really?
So 60,000 people
a day
attempt suicide, but only 3,000 of them are successful, which is really alarming numbers. There's an organization in Australia called Mates in Construction, and they, over the last 20 years, kept a tab of, you know, all the people that had self-harmed or ended their lives, and it was a number, it was 4,386 people over a 20-year period, men and women. And over that 20-year period, 3,983 of them were men.
Wow.
Again, it's the trade industry. It is very male-dominated, so that would give you some perspective of it. But, I mean, it's so unnecessary. So Mates in Construction was formed to basically get rid of that stigma, to allow people to open up and talk. And it's long overdue in South Africa that the Institute of Plumbing now has brought forward FIT, Friends in Trades. And Friends in Trades is, I'm so excited about it, because it gives people a place to be able to come and talk. There's a WhatsApp helpline. You can drop a WhatsApp to the helpline. You can email fit@iopsa.org to be able to engage with someone, to get a little bit of help.
When someone's in a very dark place, though, and there is no real way out, well, there appears to be no way out, does talking help?
100% talking helps. I mean, from FIT, so FIT has FIT Friends, who are going to be first responders or first aiders in the mental health space. That person that's going to be able to immediately respond to someone who is... You now have been trained to see the signs and the symptoms of someone who's not doing so well, and just go have a chat to them. It's also the responsibility of the people around that person on a day-to-day basis, which is sometimes very difficult to pick up that they're actually in a dark place, to then get hold of FIT and say, hey, guys, you know, is there any possibility you could reach out? And from there you go, FIT Friends to FIT Ambassadors, who are more a mental health guru, allowing you to, you know, speak your mind, exercise a little bit. And then from there, we bringing in FIT professionals. So your counselors and all the other necessary, wonderful people.
Which is important, because, of course, one can be concerned and kind and gentle and wanting to help, but without the necessary equipment in terms of your capability, I think one can often do more harm than good with the best intentions in the world.
So that's why it has been structured in such a way that you have a first responder, just someone that's there to be with you, and then from there escalate it to where it needs to go.
Because the last thing you need if you're in a really dark place is someone telling you, come on, man, don't be like that. Just snap out of it.
No, but that's the stigma of being all tough and rough.
Exactly.
And the big thing is, like, I might look rough and tough, but deep down inside I'm just a big puddle of jelly. And I'm the softest human out. But you, because of the industry you're in, you put on this persona of being the rough and tough guy. And it masks all those underlying issues that just build up and build up and build up. So I came up with the little hashtag love yourself. For me, I did a speech at a IOPSA plumbing evening, and it spoke about mental health and the launch of FIT and everything like that. And right at the end of it, out of nowhere, I popped up and said, guys, remember to love yourself. And it made me think a little bit, and did a little bit of research. And basically, you know, hashtag love yourself. It isn't about being selfish or being self-absorbed. It's about recognizing that you matter too. It's It's giving yourself permission to slow down, to breathe, to feel and to heal. And most importantly, giving yourself time to talk to others, open up and share. So you are the most important thing, because without you here, there is nothing else.
Oh, absolutely. I can't agree with you more, Barry. And I'm a little bit, not often does it happen that I am lost for words, but I feel this morning a little lost for words, because it's such an emotional subject, and there are so many people that we know that are going through real tough times, right? Mental health issues. And until now, you're quite right, there has been this let's just tough it out and alles al rachkom, you know, but really and truly, it's good to know that there is a growing awareness of how fragile we all are and how important it is that we all stand to a degree together to make each other less vulnerable and to make the world a better place, a kinder place, a place where people enjoy life and living rather than fear it and want to end
no,
it.
No, that's the thing. I mean, it's the same as your physical health. You have your mental health. You can exercise exercise your mental health. And you know, a lot of people think, airy-fairy, hippie, whatever, going to do yoga and meditate. And, you know, it's not necessarily doing those things.
Absolutely.
It's going for a walk in the forest and just giving yourself time to stare at the trees, look at the birds, going out into the sea and surfing or going and fishing on your paddle ski. That's your version of meditating. It's giving you time to focus on one specific thing and give your brain the opportunity not to have to constantly multitask and be in that area of stress.
So just to encapsulate again, it had been a different plumbing talk today, but a very valuable one, and Barry's message ultimately to everyone. You matter. You are an extraordinary creation. And there is so much beauty if we just care to look for it and take time to understand that you are very much part of the beauty of what surrounds us.
100%.
Love yourself. I like that message. Our very special chat and guest this morning, Barry Chapman, who's becoming more of a philosopher than a plumber. Next week, we'll be back to the pipes, Barry. And this will be up as a podcast shortly. So if you want to listen again, you're most welcome. Barry Chapman, Chapman Plumbing, a really good guy.